Law's athletic director, Suzanne Sanregret. They've done a fabulous job in providing us with the things we need to be competitive at this level, and they're tremendous supporters of our program, and I think they deserve a lot of the credit for what's going on, not only with hockey, but all of our programs, and they do a tremendous job, and they see the value in athletics. And again, Glenn Moraz and Suzanne Sanregret, please call them or send them an email or send them a letter, because you know, we get a lot of those. Sometimes they don't, but they're two of the key people that really make this program what it is.
What was can you talk a little bit about the reaction of the team on the bus when you found out that Bemidji had won?
Yeah. Well, there's a great article by George Sippel. George Sippel's a writer from the Detroit Free Press, and George called me last night. He was in Lakeland, Florida. He's down there covering the Detroit Tigers spring training. So he had to get over to do a game tomorrow, so he wanted to get an article up. So either go to the Detroit Free Press or go online, and George did a real nice article chronicling the McNaughton Cup and the history behind it, and you know, coming back to Tech and whatnot. But on the bus ride home, so we won the game and we get on the bus. It's approximately 10 o'clock, and you know, obviously Bemidji, an hour later, they started an hour behind us, and Bemidji and Minnesota State. So we're on the bus and we get down the road, and you know, everybody's got their phones. So, you know, it's 9 minutes left, 1-0 Bemidji. 7 minutes left, 1-0 Bemidji. You know, 5 minutes left. And in between, you know, the phones freeze a little bit, you know, and it doesn't refresh as quick. And then they're going crazy. And then it's down to 2 minutes. And then it's down to 1:33.
Forever, it seems.
Forever.
Like. Yeah,
and
it was on my phone, too.
Oh, yeah. We got guys on the Bemidji website trying to watch the score. We've got guys on the Minnesota State. It's on USCHO, College Hockey News, all over the place. And at one point, I think it was about that minute 33 or something, I said, hey, just let's turn the phones off and let's get 5 miles down the road and somebody can turn it on and see what happens. But they didn't want any part of that. And for some reason, so I've got my phone, there's 25 seconds left. And as I'm looking at my phone, just waiting to refresh, I get a text from my son, Beavers win.
Yeah.
And with, you know, all these exclamation marks. So I looked at it and said, okay. And I just turned around and yelled back, Beavers win. And the place just went crazy.
That's great.
Like, and I'm going, gee, I hope that's right, my son. I hope he got that right. But he was watching on TV in Minneapolis.
Oh,
he was
okay.
In Minneapolis, so he got the station or was on watching at WC. I don't know where he's watching it, but so he was watching real time. So, and the guys went cuckoo for a while.
That's great.
But that's good, you know, and you have to enjoy it. You have to enjoy it. So hard to accomplish. If it was that easy, why'd it take 40 years?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
when you
absolutely.
Think about it. And how many teams have actually had the chance to do it? So they enjoyed it, and they came back and went out with their parents. So we got back about midnight. So they went out for a bite to eat. A lot of the parents were in town from senior night. So they went out and had a bite to eat and just relaxed a little bit. So it's great.
All right, Coach, really quick, when you played non-conference series at Notre Dame a couple of seasons ago, was there any agreement to have them come back play at Houghton?
Notre Dame? No, that was just a one-time shot. We agreed to go down there, but I can tell you we've had ongoing discussions with them, and they would like to play us. We would like to play them. That's, you know, that's confirmed. We've talked about that. It's just working out a date and where to play. And I know that they'd be interested in coming back here, but it's got to fit into their schedule. And I'd be interested in going back down there. I think it's a good team. And, you know, I like to play good teams. That's why I told them I want to play good teams. I want to play good teams who will push you to your limit and you know, they'll play hockey the right way. And they do. So we're trying to get teams like that on our non-conference schedule.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back with our final segment here on the Mel Pearson Show.
The Library Restaurant and Brew Pub in Houghton has brought breakfast to a new level every weekend, serving a one-of-a-kind buffet along with a fabulous a la carte menu. Buffet includes scrambled eggs, bacon, sausage, pancakes, French toast casserole, biscuits, sausage and grits, and seasoned potatoes for only $8.95. Featured items on the menu are fried chicken and waffles, bagels and lox, Florentine omelet, biscuits and gravy, along with other traditional breakfast selections. Served every Saturday and Sunday from 9 till 1. Taste something great for breakfast at the library. The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and the Memorial Union on the Michigan Tech Campus, and University Images, located in the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages right from either store for out-of-town family and friends. Stop at the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, where the public is always welcome, or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens, and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them, with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
See Kelly Jepson, your State Farm agent in Houghton.
Welcome back here to the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93 WKMJ. Head coach Mel Pearson is with us as we finish off. Now, Coach, we want to talk a little bit about the tickets are available. There are more tickets than usual available to the community because of the students being out of town, and they can contact the central ticket office.
Well, they can, and obviously this is the last time that you'll have the opportunity to see this great team, see this championship team on ice here at home. So our fans have been fantastic all year, and I'd really ask you and encourage you, I guess, to come out and cheer on this team one last time and send us hopefully on our way to the Final Five. But we're playing well. It's going to be a great weekend of hockey, and I encourage fans to get those tickets. It's great. Yeah, we have more tickets available, so we got some primetime seats that will be open up because of the students being on break. Hopefully we have some students that stayed behind or will come back early to watch the team, but there'll be good tickets available, so I'd encourage you to go out and get those and come on out and cheer on the team, and also at the same time bring your camera to get some good photos of the McNaughton Cup with your kids or family. Do the people have cameras anymore, Derek?
I think it's all on their phone.
All on their phone. Yeah. So that works too.
My
so
phone I'm a little, camera takes better pictures than regular camera.
Yeah, though. I'm a little old-fashioned, so I'm out of touch a little bit. But come on out and get one last chance to cheer this team on. And, you know, I think this team would really appreciate that. And they've had a great season, and we've got some work to do still. But we're going to need your support. That extra man, or sixth man, seventh man, whatever we call it, is huge. We need that for this home ice advantage. But again, thanks to our fans, you've been incredible. Like I said, I ask you to drop a note to Suzanne or Glenn Moraz. They've been fantastic, and we're ready to go. We're anxious to get playing. We're healthy, and I know our guys are can focus on hockey. We'll spend a little bit more time this week with some things because we don't have school. You know, they're not in their regular routine, but we'll make sure we get them up and get them moving, get them rested and ready to go.
Also, want to remind you there is one suite available for just Saturday night's game. It's a 49-ticket suite, $1,000. If you're interested in getting that suite, call Joel. It might already be gone, but call Joel Isaacson at 487-1915. And gobble that up. Everything else has been gobbled up as far
as
the
I mean, I don't know
suites.
If you can split that suite with somebody else or go ask your boss, Dirk. Go ask your boss he'll get it for the night. And, you know, sort of a workers' appreciation, employees' appreciation night at the MAC. How's that sound?
That sounds great. One more question, Coach. Yeah. Any idea if there's going to be a WCHA champion T-shirt available this weekend?
Well, that's something that someone asked me actually yesterday. So I don't know if it'll be available this week or not, but I know we'll have it for sure.
Okay.
Oh, one last thing, too, is we're going to have a raffle this weekend. Not a raffle, but a silent auction for a John Scott replica. It's not an authentic jersey, but it's a replica Reebok jersey, All-Star Game jersey. So it's got his number, his name. It's got the C on there. It's got the All-Star patch. And they're going to have a silent auction for that. And the proceeds go to help the Misfits, our student group that likes to travel to different games. And they're trying to raise some money to go down to Grand Rapids. But and we will get that signed. It is not going to be signed, but I've talked to John, and he's been gracious about, you know, having no issues signing that jersey for the winning bidder. So that's another thing to come onto the game, and I think it's going to start $150 though. So, but anyway, you'll have a chance to win a John Scott, and how many John Scott NHL All-Star Game jerseys signed will be out there.
Exactly. Yeah. Very rare. All right, Coach, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Good luck this weekend. And game time 7:07, both Friday and Saturday night. Sunday night, if necessary, save time. This has been the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93 WKMJ.